Okay, Parshas Bashach, it's a lot to talk about, but I want to go backwards, I want to work backwards. We'll start from Akasha from, towards the end of the Parsha, after the dramatic event of Kriyas Yamsuf. So it says, Vas Moshe Yisrael Miyamsuf Yetzol Midbar Shuv Ech Shosmein Bamidbar V'lo Matzu Mayim. They went 3 days and they couldn't find water. Okay. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that they went 3 days without water. That means went 3 days without learning Torah. So that's why in Mora, Vayera Shem Eitz, which is a remez to Tu B'Shvat that the Sfarim always bring down, they got mitzvahs parshas yis asku behem. Different lashonos of Chazal, what's kibudav or paradum, but the other two are Shabbos and dinim. That's good. And from that, to have some Torah to be Isaacin. From that, says the Gemara in Baba Kama, that Moshe Rabbeinu was metakin, we have to lane betzibor 3 times a week. Ezra came and made it dafka Mondays and Thursdays, but it's right from the time Moshe Rabbeinu chutch 3 days, three times a week. That way you won't ever go 3 days without learning Torah. No. So the question is very simple. They went their whole lives without learning Torah. It is 3 days from Kriyas Yamsuf. When was the last time they learned Torah? Right. Last time I learned, so you got the Parsha of Achor Zilchem, they got the Tzivi of Korban Pesach at the beginning of the month. Right? And what was the time before that they learned Torah? Never. Mm-hmm. Right? Never. Right. All of a sudden, they can't go 3 days without learning Torah. But it was 3 days from Kriyas Yamsuf. They can't go 3 days without learning Torah. And before Kriyas Yamsuf, they weren't learning Torah either. They've gone. Yes, that's what I was saying. That
obligation at this point, or they become a free people to start. I mean, the Torah wasn't given yet, was it?
No, it wasn't Torah given yet. No, it's a day was given at Mora to solve this problem that they should have mitzvahs parshas yis asku behem. They should have some things to, be Isaac in. So he gufa, that shows that they really didn't have Torah to learn.
Torah to learn, not altogether. So it's just a traditional Torah, whatever they got from the elders.
Well, yeah, so what's it? What does it mean? I said, what was the last time I learned Torah before Mora? Weeks ago. And that wasn't just 3 days out there. It was, they got the Parsha of Chodesh Elchem, and what was the time before that? Never.
Maybe it's because they wanted to forget the newly stuff that they just started learning.
Is that? Yeah. Right, so that's the that needs clarification. Pitom after your career sounds, they can't go 3 days without learning. Right, they went their whole lives without learning. It wasn't like that prior to that. They were learning every 3 days. So now, the Yitzias Mitzrayim culminates with Kriyas Yamsuf, which Amisol did something very interesting. They said Shira. Right, and that's why this parsha is this Shabbos is called Shabbos Shira. In some shuls, they have the minhag that even Pesukei Zimra also they read the whole thing mila b'mila, like by in a nigun like Kriyas HaTorah. Mm-hmm. There is a like the Tom that we say it by So the question is, what happened? They got inspired and they said Shira, right? Something that they didn't do by the Nisei Mitzrayim, right? So it's like, what's the end of this Shira that they say, and the Shira got written into the Torah? And it's also very, very interesting. Anyone who sees how it's written in the Sefer Torah will see that it's very spaced out. The psukim of the Shira are very...
It's poetry.
A lot of space. A lot of space. It's something interesting to be omit on. All right, so now there is a Rashi that, on the words, Oz Yashir Moshe. Right. Oz kishra nes ola blibo shiyashir shira. When Oz Yashir, when he saw the nes, it rose up in his heart to say shira. Right? V'chein oz yidab Yeshua. V'chein ba'i siyas l'bas paro. All these lashonis of, you know, with the lashon atid, right, was it occurred to him to do it, and then he did it. Choshev libo shiyasa, afkan, yosher. Omolo libo shiyosher, his heart was telling him to sing. V'chein osa. V'yomru leimo shiyosher b'naft, and that's what it means. Then v'yomru leimo is the actual saying of it. Before this is like his urus. That's Oz Yosher Moshe's Zisorus. Then Vayom Ruleimor is to actually say it. Right? V'chein v'rishu k'shoras omelo libo shi yidaber. His heart told him. V'chein os. Vayom Ruleim Nesor. V'chein shiras haber. Shema Oz Yosho Pirish Achrav Ali Be'er Enula. This Enula is what they actually said. What they actually recited. Oz Yivne Shlomo Boma. So Pirushu Bo Chachmei Sosh Bikesh Yivnos Lobara. Right, you know, so over there also, Oz, Yivne, all these Lashonis, then he will. It's all going on the thought, the contemplation to do it. So by Shlomo, he thought to do it, he didn't actually do it. Lamanu, we learn from all these instances, all these psukim that I brought, where the Jewish on all of them is the same, that there was a hisurus in Machshava, and then followed suit, with the exception of Shlomo, that he had the hisurus, but he didn't follow suit, that the Yud, the letter Yud of that makes it Binyan Atid, right, is the Oshema Machshava Nemra. The Yud that makes Atid is, that refers to the Machshava that the person had. Vezel Yashiv Pshuto. And this is all in Pasha Pshat, says Rashi. That Oz Yashir Moshe is the machshava to, and then Vayom Ruleimor is when they actually said it. Right? Avo Midrasho, Amor Rabba says, Zechor Vracha, Mikan Remes L'Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. Oz Yashir Moshe, again, in the future. It's a Remes to Tchias HaMesim. V'chein B'Kulam, and you could also teach also in all the other psukkim that I brought, it's all Remazim for Tchias HaMesim. Also. Chutzu Yishal Shom, Shepishu Bikos, Livnos V'lo Bona. Right, except for the one by Shlomo, it's not going to be Rav Zitzchias Mesim, because not to, it's talking about that he didn't actually do what he thought he would do. Rashi goes on to defend this pshat, that there was, that you have to say his pshat, that it's Hashem the Machshava, or it's Hashem Tchia, yo, Remes L'Tchias Mesim, it's not Dumas, sometimes where even present tense is also said sometimes in future tense. Rashi says why. He defends his pshat. I just want to understand the pshat gufa. All right, pshat number one, right, that he thought about doing it, and then he did it. Ma nishtana, this and the other examples brought, from anything that you do, I mean, you should think before you sing. You should think before you talk. You should think before you do. So like, yeah, there's all a, you know, all a belibo, right? And then he did it. Anything that you do, shelo behergel, you know, not out of habit, is that way. Like, what's different over here? I said, it's all a belibo shiyosher. And it's all murmurs in the letter yud, al shema machshava, right? Okay, so just trying to get, you know, the poshup shot and what that's all about, right? And the same thing, you know, Remez L'Tchias HaMesim. Why here? Why by Kriya Siyam? So Shira Siyam, I should say. Right? It's the Remez, you know, for Tchias HaMesim. So the question, what's the end of the Shira? What's the pshat that he had the Ola Belibo before he actually sang? You know, like, what's the Chiddush in that? Anything that, you know, is that you do, that's thought out, you should think first and then do. Like, what's the Chiddush? And it's Merumah's letter Yud. And why here the Remez L'Tchias HaMesim?
No, it's a redemption and redemption,
isn't it?
So
it's a type of
gula.
So one gula to the next gula. Right, you're singing now, but you're going to sing again in the future. All right, look. I will say something a little bit more particular.
Maybe the singing now is to prepare for the singing of the future.
We'll talk about it. You know, just raise a question. You know, all answers are good. I'll say what, you know, what we want to propose, but I just one more, just two more questions before we start unraveling. It says, "V'yomer shi'ar al yom v'yashav yom l'shnos boker le'etano." All right, so Moshe Rabbeinu, he raised his hand, and the water went back at daybreak le'etano to its original strength. Right, Chazal darshin al tikre le'etano ela litna'o. You know, etano is oisius tnai, tna'o. Right, that Kosh already made a condition with Kriyas Yamsuf that with the Yam that it will have to be nikar l'fneiso by Shesh Mei Breishes. He already made a precondition, a tnai. That has to be subject to splitting. All right, so this was a very complicated sugya, right, that the that all the Rishonim are bothered by. The Rishonim is big boss. He doesn't have to make a precondition with Maisa Brachos that they should be willing to have Nisim happen to them. Well, what's the function of the Tanai? But not only that, but the same Mokum in Mokar and Medrash says all Nisim were that way. Allah Nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Maisa Breishes, by Shesh Mei Breishes, made a Tanai with all the Kochos of Teva that they should be willing to be Makabel Nisim. Which means, looking back, that means also the Nisim Niglim that happened up to this point, like the Esar Makas, and all the Isis that Moshe Benu did, was also Mitzad the Tanai. So why is the Remez to the, in the Torah, right, that the that there's a tnai with teva? Why is it only being revealed by Kriyas Yamsuf? It was true by all nisim. So all the nisim that we saw since the beginning of Sefer Shmos, all the nisim niglim, we should have had a gilui, a remez over there. Like you're halfway through the game, in the story of the nisim. Yeah, so it's by Kriyas Yamsuf that's being nisgala. That's something which we have to understand. There's another problem with the remez. Right.
But if it's a precondition, so it has to happen no matter what. It's like almost like a risk.
Yeah. But seemingly it would have been true, about the Nisim that happened in Mitzrayim also, because it's.
Yeah, you'll have to answer what PR also means also.
Okay. So now there's also a problem with the Remez, and that's the. The Pashpat is going back to its original strength, i.e. it went back to being liquid. Right. And that's the remez to the Tanai. What do you mean? The Tanai should have been when the water split. The remez to the Tanai should be when the water split. Because the Tanai to the Teva should be Makabel Nisim. Right? So that's another kasha, that seemingly the remez is in the wrong part of the story. There's a remez that Chazal see, and it's a remez that Chazal made it tonight with Maisa Breishes that was split. So why do you put it by when the water went back to being normal? You should put this remez to when the water split. Right? So it's going by when the water went back. Right. So to get into all this, we have to decode the famous memra of Chazal that we say Leil HaSeder, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Right? That Kama Laku Be'etzba Eser Makas. Valyam Chamishim Makas. And if you want to say Mitzrayim was Arboim, so on the Yam was Masayim. And if you want to say Mitzrayim was Chamishim, like Rabbi Akiva, so it's Matayim V'Chamishim. Because whatever happened, in Mitzrayim was five times as much as Kriyas Yamsuf. Why? Because it's an Etzba Elokimi by Makas Kinim. And we says Vayayashos Yad Agdola. So the Maharal already asked, these two obvious kashas. What are you talking? Right, one makkah alone was called etzba. Kinim alone was called etzba. Not all 10 combined. Kinim alone, which means that the hecheshbon is hafuch. 10 fingers in Mitzrayim, only 5 by Yamsuf. One makkah alone is already called etzba. Not all 10 combined. Right, that's his first kasha. There's another kasha. It says Mefurash by Makas Dever, Hine Yad Hashem Hoya Bebiknecha. He used the Lashon of Yad by Dever, right. Just the same.
Right.
Oh,
this is the Torah.
Yeah. That's what's up on our own, is a Pirush on the Haggadah. So he raises this question. Like, why? What's going on? Right?
Good question.
Okay.
I'm thinking of Derrickson like this. Is it considered a hand or a finger, or both?
What do you mean?
What am I holding up? My hand or my finger?
Okay.
I'm holding up my hand, but only one finger is out. So okay. It's not a stira, according to that.
You're definitely on the right track. So listen, so let me ask you something. What was Paro thinking? What was Paro thinking? Especially after Makas Kinim, where the Khartoum say, Etzbel Kimi. You know, like, even before, Lo Mibaya, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardens his heart, still, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened his heart. So he's still thinking, you know, I don't want to let the Jews go, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manipulating him. What's he thinking? How's he explaining it? But also, there was plenty of, you know, he had a few makas where he hardened his own heart all by himself without any divine assistance. What's he thinking? Especially after makas kim, where they say etz pokim, they couldn't do it. You know, Khatum able to imitate the first two, Vizel. What's going through his head? Right, especially after, you know, here's, even, you know, Kosh came before Kosh would harden his heart. You know, what's he thinking? What's Paro thinking? Right? So the Maharal says like this, a very big yesod. You know, the difference between a finger and a hand, right, is not just a quantitative difference, that a finger is one and a hand is five. It's, you know there's also a certain qualitative difference that's represented by the difference of between one and five, and a qualitative difference. There's a difference between the prat and the klal, right? The detail and a klal, a general principle, right? All right, a detail, it's bottled to a klal. Every detail we try to fit it into a klal. This prat is shaykh to this klal, right? All right. Now, if you have a detail that doesn't fit into any klal, it's a yoytzim in a klal. You know what that's called?
Exception.
That's right. It's called an exception, right? It's outside of klal. But you know what it's called? It's called a mikra. It's called by incident. And I'll prove it to you. Because if it repeats itself over and over and over again, it'll be its own klal. Mm-hmm. It'll be its own klal. Right? Right? Because how do you make a klal? How do you make a klal? You see that something, you know, there's how do you establish a klal? You see that something is a principle, right? So you see something repeats itself, and it holds true consistently, you know, regarding certain amount of things, you know, which we'll call a proto of that klal. It holds true consistently regarding these, you know, protim that it's koilo. That's how you make a klal, right? You see that's consistent, right? The klal is the opposite of the mikra. The mikra is something that just happens once and never happens again, right? Or is not expected to happen again anytime soon. It's, you know, there's no klal to it, right? We, in all scientific study, you know, they see how, they repeat the experiment. They see how the results repeat themselves. There are always times when, they didn't get the expected result.
Carbon dating.
Right. Well, I mean, it happens to a lot of things. So they dismiss it. You know, it's a mikra, it's a yotzim in a klal, but it won't, they're not choshish for it because it won't repeat itself. Right? So it happened once in a while, freak accident, we don't know why, right? And we don't have to be concerned why, because mistoma, it's not going to happen again. So if something happens consistently, it's a klal, right? So the mikra is a prat, right? The thing that happens just once off, the yotzim in a klal is a prat. A prat that doesn't belong to any klal, whereas other pratim generally are nichlal in klalim, right? Mm-hmm. But that's it. You know, certain things happen, freak accidents, you know, and a person shouldn't be paranoid over that. Milsa de lo shchicha lo gazru bei rabbanan. We're not choshish for it. So rabbanan, we're in geyser on a davarch that's not shchiach, right?
An accident of nature.
Right? So the... So I want to ask you, when a nace happens, mm-hmm. How do you look at that? When a nace happens, how do you look at that? It's a yotzeim, it's yotzeim mechlal hateva. It's yotzeim
mechlal. Yeah, but made a contract already before.
All right. You're already three steps ahead. Very good.
So it's no longer a mikra, it's a klal in a mikra, if something.
You chop the whole thing, you chop the whole shir, right? We go home now, all right? Right. The what Paro was thinking is very simple. Okay, etzba lokimi. Etzba is a prat. Right? Etzba is opposed to yad, not an etzba that belongs to a yad. Etzba. Right? Right. The Makas in Mitzrayim, the way Paro explained it all the way, all right, there's some freaks in nature. Life will go on. Things will go back to normal. We're going through a tough spot. You know, Kedamri Inchi, Gamze Yavor. Right? It'll go.
Yeah, the fact that it affected Mitzrayim, it didn't affect the Jews, that's already, you can't explain.
You're right, but you don't have to explain a mikra. Don't you get it? You don't have to explain a mikra. You don't have to be yoitz, explain a yoitzim in a klal. Hesberim means you're setting klolim. You're establishing principles. All right, I can't explain it. So what? Won't last. Now that's Mamash Delosh and Torah. Paro saw that the Makkah finished. As lo shas libo, he stopped paying attention. See, I told you it wouldn't last. It's Mamash in the Psukim. And once the Makkah stopped, so Paro's lo shas libo. Right, I see it stopped. All right, so it was a mikra.
But it was also predicted, wasn't it? Also predicted.
Yes.
These are bad things that you could easily forget about. All right.
No, I'm not saying. We have to explain where Paro's coming from. Yeah, I'm not saying.
Didn't Paro have to go to Aaron to ask Moshe to stop the grasshoppers?
Yeah, so like sometimes you had to beg, but once it stopped, you see it stopped. Right? So it was a mikra.
He asked him to make it stop, and he made it stop.
No, don't get me wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, he was being in action. He was being in action.
He probably viewed Moshe Rabbeinu as the biggest magician of all time, and he needs to get him on his favor side, so he waits until he really needs to be able to contact him.
I was trying to understand that Hashem helped Paro get over the sign of dealing with the... each one of the
Makas. I mean, well, that was later. Of course, it was Machazik Libo. He was ready to break. So, but it was initially he didn't even need it.
Normally, he would have given up after each one, but Hashem hardened his heart. So
yeah, for the first few, he would harden his heart all by himself. Right? But even afterwards, of course, how Paro thinks it's his own idea. So you have to say, what's he thinking? Yavor. So even though there were 10 fingers, as it were, right.
So that's why Paro got so crazed out by the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu's staff turned into a snake and ate all the other snakes, because it will pass. So let's not pay attention to this guy.
No, and the fact that the Khartoum could also do it, it's hey, all right. It's a trick, you know. It happens. Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah. Okay, so, but what? Again, to the Paro's mindset, because the way the Nisim look where they were fingers as opposed to a hand. Like isolated fingers. So even there were 10 of them, so it's about some 10 fingers, but each one's just a finger. It says, Hine Yad Hashem Hoya B'miknecha, but you don't see that they saw the hand, right? As opposed to by Kriyas Yantzev, Vayar Yisrael Seyad Agdola. They actually saw a hand. So they only saw Etzba, Etzba Lokimi. They only saw an Etzba, even though Betzim it was a hand. Now, take a look. The difference between a hand and a finger is, like we said, a hand is a klal, and a finger is a prat. Right. Now, take a look. You know how the difference of five actually represents the difference between the prat and the klal, right? Right, because the klal has to be koilol, right? Everything, all its pratim, plus itself. That's what a klal has to be koilol, right? There's the musik of the klal. And the protem, that's koilo, that's five. Why? Because the diversity of the protem is represented by the number four. Because that's hispashtus. Right, on a flat space, you can move up, down, right, left, and any other direction is a combination of those four directions. Right. Mm-hmm. So general,
as you move up and down.
No, you can't. Well, because we
expansion is expansion.
Yeah, so I'll say in a flat space, on a flat surface, right? His spashes in four directions, like you say, ufaratzta, yama vakema, tzafona vanegma, four directions, right? So it's like, the different types of pratim in the klal would be four, or any comedy within those four. And then there's the center that's connected to the klal itself, that that's kolo all of them, that's ma'achet all of them, that even though they have differences between them, besod, you know, four different directions, each one is its own kivun, there's the point center that's ma'achet them under the same klal. And that's why five is not just an issue of quantity, being quantitative more than one, but there's also a idea here, right? And there's an idea that the isolated one is a prat, the isolated particle is a prat. And then there's the klal that is the center that's koilo a certain diversity of pratim under the same klal, that they're all part of the same klal, that's represented by number five. The diversity between the pratim, is four. And then there's the nekuda achamishis, which is the center, the idea of the klal itself that's common to all those pratim that makes them all nichlal in the same klal. And that's what means that the yad is five times more than the finger. I mean, the finger in a vacuum, you only see a figure, you don't see the whole hand. All right, so that's the isolated prat. Whereas number five represents the idea of the klal. Right, that's what I mean. Chamisha chumshei Torah. It's not a coincidence. It's all one sefer, and yet it's all chumash. And yet there's a fiveness to it, and it's not a stira, right? Each one of the chumashim has its own special character. Connected to five times, it says or by bries or, but it's all one sefer. That's the chamisha chumshei Torah. It's all one, all kedusha sefer Torah has that diversity of it. It's one klal, and each one of the sforim has its own unique character, mm-hmm. right? But it's all under the same klal. Same klal of kedushas, Torah, as opposed to Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Right? As an example, right? By Yam Suf, right? So it's an amazing thing. Water is not a prat. Water is a klal. The end of Kriyas Yam Suf, Kol Shkein Lefi Shitas Rashi, Vayivku Amayim Kol Meimos Sheba Olam, not just Yam Suf split, all the waters in the world split. But water, kishu le'atzmo, already is a klal. Right? It's not a prat. Eretz Mitzrayim is a prat. Right? It's one place on the globe. So Mitzrayim's having a hard time. Right? Zayavor, Mitzrayim's having a hard time. The rest of the world was Yoshev B'Shalva. They had tranquility at that time, which is also something which Paro says, we're having a hard time here in Mitzrayim. Zayavor. Because the rest of the world is not having a hard time. So, Yotzim in a cloud, freak accent, it'll pass. Water, right? Yam, a ocean is a cloud, it's not a prat. Right? The idea of prat doesn't exist in water. Because that's why there's no singular term in Lashon HaKodesh for water. Mayim, may. Yes, water is a cloud. So now, it shouldn't be that if the nes is a yotze min haklal, it shouldn't be able to overcome the klal, right? A yotze min haklal means, all right, it's not part of the klal, right? It's isolated incident, and because it's isolated incident, it probably won't repeat itself. So just sweat it out, it'll pass, right? But water is a klal, it's not a prat. And if the nes was goyver over the mayim, says the Maharal, as do the other svarim. It shows that the koach of nes is not yotzim min haklal. That teva is kilu the klal. Nisim are freak accidents. So if a nes happens, don't worry about it. Don't let it shake you up because it won't happen again. Right? The fact that the nes was goyver on the mayim shows that there's koach of klal in nes. There's nothing freakish about a nes. It's a klal in its own right. Right? But Am Yisrael and the whole world didn't see that until Kriyas Yam Suf. That in Mitzrayim, the Nisim look like freaks of nature. And that's why Paro had the guts to chase after them up to Yam Suf. He had the guts to chase after them. No, but that's very good. It's very apropos.
What's the shot that came to Moshe?
What?
What's the shot that came to Moshe if he saw the freak accidents?
Oh, look, he was panicking. But then he stopped panicking when the Mako was over.
So the whole point of coming to Moshe is because he might be a sorcerer that could help?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he was in pain, you know, he didn't want to endure the pain any longer. But, you know, but as soon as it stopped, he said, okay, it was.
Pastor, let's move on.
He wasn't worried about it recurring. Because it was a yotze min haklal, it was a mikra. By Kriyas Yamsuf, of course, it was Megala, that Nisim and Lamala min hateva is not a mikra at all. It's a Seder Mesudar in its own right. Mm-hmm. Just as Kavua, Kviya Vekaima as Teva itself. It's not a Yotzim in a Klau. It's a Klau. So the question is, you know, people have their spiritual trips. Mm-hmm. They go to, you know, they go to Tibet or wherever, you know. Then whatever, as in Hebrew, called Tofes Orot. You know, yeah. You see the lights, you know. But then you get back to reality, you know. So it's just, you know, this Judaism thing, it's just a fad, you know, spiritual movement, you know, it's not a spiritual movement. And then eventually you get back to real life, right? The Gilui by Kriyas Yamsuf was all about that the Lamala Min Hateva, the Ruchnius, it's not freak. It's not a yotzim in a klal, and a person who's into spirituality is not just as they call it, having a trip, but it'll get back home. No, it's not yotzim in a klal. It's a seder in its own right. It's a seder mesuder, ruchnius, the world of the neshama, the olam elyon. It's a makom mesudar that's perpetually there and perpetually functioning. Even if you don't always see it perpetually, all right. So that's the Gilui of Yarsol's Hayad. You see, it's a whole integrated system. Not Ruchnius and the Koch of Nisim is a whole Seder Mesudar. It's a cloud. It is just as real and consistent as Teva. All right.
No, it's unlikely to happen again.
What?
It happened twice.
But it makes no difference if. No, but it makes no difference if you.
All of those cases were when Klal Yisrael was there and they needed it.
But they had a claw from the beginning.
We prayed. We prayed back as well and said, you don't have to pray. We had the emotion after.
It doesn't matter if we will never see it again, but they realized by Yamsuf that Ruchnius and Lamala Min Hateva and everything, all these things, the spiritual stuff, you know, it's not something freaky. It's not something that's a deviation from nature, right? It's not something that...
It was created.
It's a davar kavua. Whether you're seeing it both in kavua or not, it's a davar, it's a reality. It's just as real as the laws of physics, right? It's just as real as the laws of physics, right? But So there's the sides are coming, and that's the Gilui by Yamsuf. That's the Gilui, right? But this Gilui has there's another level to it. There's another level to it, right? Aside from coming to the recognition, right? That Lamala Min Hateva, Nisim, you know, is a Seder in its own right. It's not a freak of a nature.
That's what they realized, that they had to think before they sang.
Well, it's coming to it, yeah. It was a function.
So how does it fit in that the three times a week Torah?
Well, we didn't answer everything. Yeah, we're going step by step, please. Right? So that was the first to understand. And that was the Gilui of Kriyas Yamsuf. That's Hecher from the Gilui of Nisei Mitzrayim. The Nisim Al Yam, that's Besod Yad, understanding that the Koach Eloki is a system, as real and as consistent as the system of Teva. In Mitzrayim, they thought it was freakish accents, etzbos, fingers, protein. They see it's a whole cloud in its own right. Right? The time to see it hadn't come yet. That's what gave Paro the guts to chase after Bnei Israel into Yamsuf. And then by Yamsuf, it's over. That's the final destruction of Mitzrayim. When the Lamala Min Hateva's Nizgal is a cloud that's Kviya V'kaima, there's no getting back up from it, right? You get back up if you think it's, you know, it was a freak accident, a yotzim in a klal, but Teva is the klal. No, when you realize that the Malam Teva is just as much a real klal as Teva, He realized it's here to stay, and it will come back, and it will repeat itself. It's real. It's not a freak. It's real and consistent. But it gets deeper than that. So Yoel was on the right point, that this gets into the end of the Tanaim, right? Right, that, you know, there are these two systems, the system of Teva, and there's the system of Lamala Mina Teva. What's the relationship between the two systems? Right? Is one system machriv the other? That when there's Teva, it's a Chorban to Lamala Mina Teva, and when there's Lamala Mina Teva, it's a Chorban for Teva. it's a Chorban. You might think so, because the laws of nature are suspended when a nace happens. The one is Kilo, there's Shnei Tzoros Zulazu. They're like two enemies. Kishzeh Kom Zeh Neufel. That's what you might think.
According to the Goy, maybe.
Right? Right, so like I said, there's working past, you know, in the evolution of our ideas and our, you know, it's first to understand that Nisim and Lamalim and Ateva is just as real and just as consistent and just as ever present as Teva. But then there's understanding the relationship between the two.
Yeah, right? That's like being worthy.
Yeah. Well, understanding the relationship between the two. Is it that when a nes happens that it's machriv teva?
No.
That the two that, because, you know, if you're saying they're both real.
Temporarily it does.
So
temporarily that changes it, maybe.
Temporarily it reverses the law of nature. So it does.
But I beg to differ. Yes.
And what if it does, it turns rigid water when it freezes, but when it's...
Who right. says it wasn't frozen?
No, it didn't freeze.
Wouldn't some say that our body has miracles happening every day?
Yeah, but it could have been
okay,
that
we're gonna talk about
part of the correct. Miracle was
was part of the problem of them not learning emotion, 3 days yeah. that they had gone through such an inspiring event that led them to sink.
Yes, and yes. You're 100% correct. You're 100% right.
What?
I mean, then we're going to talk about that this metamorphosis made it that now they can't, all of a sudden they can't go 3 days without learning Torah. We're going to talk about it. But I'm trying to get there step by step. Mm-hmm. So, because you understand, even though, you know, we've progressed to understand that Lamala Min HaTeva is just as much a Seder Mesudar and a Klal in its own right as Teva, but if the Shtayim are Tzoros Zulazu, if they are, you know, if they... then it's perfectly legit to say, well, I'm with the Teva. I'm with the Teva. You know, if the two are oppositional, two oppositional starim, if you could imagine, which you understand, you wouldn't want to imagine that one God created two, in God's universe, there's two oppositional systems, right? But more than that, mitzad me, right? I'm going to have to choose if I'm with the Teva or if I'm with the Lamala Mina Teva. If they're both equally systematic.
Always lives to Lamala Mina Teva. We exist to Lamala Mina
Teva. Yeah.
That's why the Nes didn't happen until the Jews were there. And all the Nesim happened only for Jews.
That's 100% correct.
We are in a status. And all Eretz Yisrael today, Lamala Mina Teva. Clearly, Lamala Mina Teva. This couldn't exist a day. The world all over it, and the small number of people there, and everything. It's just,
of course. But I'm asking
the
you.
The first evidence is when the Jews came to the Yam. So it's split. That the Jews are the Lamal Midah.
So, but
well, that's how it exists in the world.
No, we definitely tap into the Lamala Mina Teva, but I'm asking, what's our perspective on the relationship between Teva and Nes? Because we have two kinds. If you want to say, now, okay, there are two separate systems.
And I want to establish the rule, that you're trying to establish a rule.
Right.
So the rule is that when the Jews need it...
Yeah, they get it.
The more of this world you have, the less, the more of this Teva you have, the less of the Lamala Mina Teva you can have.
But the question is, does it have to be that way, you know? I mean, so you have limited resources.
There is a condition. The condition is that you have to be willing to do some efforts for 5 seconds.
Right.
This nest doesn't happen with that.
That's right. That is correct.
I established that rule a long time ago in my mind.
Yeah, but it's hard. The Chazal say it already.
Rabbeinu, when he went into Kipshin, right. He was most nefesh. But when his brother went in there, he wasn't most nefesh because he did it because he thought he was going to live. Then he died because he was most nefesh.
Agreed.
And Naximena Minada, Balmai Mad Nefes, Arvavino with Balmai Mad Nefes, and that's the way it is.
I agree with you 100%, but I want to try to say it in my words. Yeah. That might be a little bit more a little bit more scientific, right? And that is like this. So I just want to rephrase the problem, right? That if you want to, so because even after we accept that Lamala Menateva is a system in its own right, I still have. So now, if we're going to accept that there's two systems that contradict each other, so we have a problem. Hain Klape Shmaya and then Klape Didan, we have a problem. First of all, Klape Shmaya. Could we imagine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one creator of the whole world, right, will set up in his universe two oppositional forces that cancel each other? Because he wants Teva, Leheja, Varokim Kitov, it says by Maisa Bereishis. And he wants Lamala Minateva, Yalel Adas, that Riboshim can't decide. Right, Harei Shteid, Osei Shalom Bim Romov, and Chazal said even on the Malachim, that even on Michal's Kulo Kerach, and Gabriel's Kulo Eish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Osei Shalom Bim Romov, right? All the different kochos, get along, in harmony, and not soicer each other. The same rule should apply to Teva and Nes, right? But you also have a problem mitzad the Odom, right? That the if both are equally real, I should be allowed to choose which one I want.
Like the neshama and the guf.
Exactly. You got it. Yeah. You guys are good tonight. You guys are, right? Like the neshama and guf. Like the neshama and guf. Exactly. We're going to come on to that. Right. But if there are two equally real systems and a contradictory, I have to choose one or the other. I can't have both. All right. So it would be legit to choose one or the other. Right? It should be legit to choose Teva. It's a system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and wants. So on this, Kenei is the idea of the Tanai. This is the Inyan. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Masneh with Maisa, not because he needs permission, Chas V'Shalom. I mean, and this all the Rishonim say, that the Inyan of the Tanai that exists between Teva and Nes, right, is the Pshat, that it's an integrated system. There's a shutfus between the teva and the nes, and but HaKadosh Baruch Hu generally wants derech teva, because that's where our mitzvahs work, and that's the arena, that's the playing stage for us to do what we do, to be metak in the world and to do our mitzvahs. You have need to live in the world olam hativi to do your mitzvahs, to have your lulav to shake, your sukkah to build, and all these things.
Ain't
somchin on us. But a nes happens whenever Am Yisrael needs it, as Reb Tzvi pointed out. When you need it, you get it. And it's already the fact that there's a tanai. So the fact that there's a tanai between the two systems shows it's an integrated system. And it's not the pshat that nes is soiser teva, and not that teva soiser nes. They have, each one, as it were, takes rain when it's the proper time. And that's the tanai that exists between the two systems, right? The tanai that exists between the two systems is as such, right? That the teva very much voluntarily, right, cedes control, yields control to the nisim. And it's not called that the teva has been disrupted, because that would be called chorben ha'olam. It's not. It's all mechushban, merosh. So it's not mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs Roshus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants an integrated world. And at the Teva and Nes, they work together. And whatever is for the greater good, that's the Mahalach that will be functioning. And most of the time, Teva is the greater good. Because in Teva, we have the opportunity to make a difference. Right? And do our mitzvahs and do our whatever good deeds we do. We don't have that opportunity in Lamala Min HaTeva. Right, but the two systems work together in harmony. Right? So then, therefore, there's no kind of two differences. I have to choose one. No. They work together. And you do both. As, just like they yield to each other, you also have to do whatever you have to do, with either system, when lefi what the Tzorach HaShoah is. Right? But it goes one step deeper. Right? And this the Leshem, points out. And this will answer, right, the question that we asked. What's Vayashav Yom from the book of Leitot? The Tanai was said when the water went back to being normal. You know, it's deeper. Not only are they in cooperative relationship, but you should know, why is Teva so strong? Eitanei Teva, we say in Ivrit. You know, the strength, you know, the and it's from this pasuk. Yashav Lifnot Boker Le'etano. It's natural state. It's called Eitan. L'takfar Rishar. Toikef. Why do people think miracles are impossible? Why in Mitzrayim and why does the scientific community, you know, the academics, Adayom Hazeh, relate to miracles as freaks? And we don't have to worry about them, because even if they happen, things happen that we can't explain, we're not worried because it won't happen again tomorrow. It's a yoytze min haklal. Why do people think, why are people so against Nisim? Because the Teva seemingly is so strong. So I'm going to ask you a question. Where did Teva get its strength from? It seems that the laws of physics are just, I can't imagine them changing.
Teva applies all the time. Ness is only in certain instances where the stars have to align. Everything has to be in the right thing. Stars don't have to need it. Somebody has to be nice and nefesh. You have to have skusim. There was a whole lot of things that had to come together. Teva doesn't need anything. Teva, water flows all the time. You know, there's no conditions involved in it.
I understand. But where that strength come from?
If you're going to say that Ness is also Teva, the splitting of the sea is also, to an extent, a Teva, because it was designed as so.
Right. Nisim are just as natural as Teva, but you know, we see Teva all the time, so besides the fact that that's what we're used to, but it is strong. Me and you can't change Teva, because, right? But where did that strength come from?
I'm saying that the Ness is the exception. It's the unique thing, it's the exception. But that's why it appears to be an exception, even though it was created originally. It's
right.
Unpredictable. Teva, by right. its nature, is predictable.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if that's answering any questions.
No. It's I'm sorry explaining the observer, but I'm saying it's you know, just saying why we fall into this trap of thinking that Teva is unchangeable. But I'm asking, like, there's just the simple perception, because if I argue with someone, I'll say, well, it's only because you're used to Teva, and you're just not used to the idea of Ness, right? So he'll argue and say back, but Teva is strong. There's the law of gravity that me and you can't change, right? There's all the other laws of physics, you know, and thermodynamics. And so the question is, where did that strength come from? It's true. There's Eitanei Teva. Eitan, that's what I love from Eitan. Oh, it's natural state. It's called Eitan, strong.
I created it that
way. Well, it's deeper than that, Reb Tzvi. Says the Lesha, you know why Teva is so strong? Because it's Yonik, it's power from Nisim. That not only is there a cooperative relationship between Teva and Lamala Minateva, but the Lamala Minateva, like anything that's Lamala, it's Zan and Mefarnes, it gives Shefa to what's beneath it. The Lamala Minateva gives Shefa to the Teva. You get it? The Teva gets its power on loan from the dimension of Nisim. That's why Teva is so strong.
Is what energy source for
energy source
for nature is the same energy source for nature.
It comes from God. Everything comes from God.
Right, but it comes through a yishtalshus, right? Chain reaction. You know, the spheres give it to the malachim, and the malachim give it to the kochavim, and like what we learn in, you know, all the svarim, and like Derech Hashem, there's a totem pole of reality as the shefa goes midarga ledarga, gavoa meal gavoa shomer, and the shefa comes down, you know, through all the different levels. The koach of Teva comes from Lamala min Teva. Nes sustains Teva. The nes that you don't see, right, is what's sustaining the natural order. And that's why it's so strong. It's power on loan from Nisan.
Right? That's the proof of that.
So that he says that's the pshat in the Tanai. The Tanai is the pshat that Teva will be so strong, al Tanai, that it's never against the Nisim. And the minute that there's a conflict, like Am Yisrael by Yamsuf, if the water stays liquid, they'll drown. and now there's a conflict between that and Tachlis Abriya, the Teva immediately goes limp. It loses Eitanut, because its Eitanut is al Tanai. That's why Eitan is Lashon Tanai, it's Eitan al Tanai, that always be in line with Ratzon Hashem. The minute that the Teva is not Kfi the Tanai, it loses. No, that's the whole point.
When it stood up, because
that's what the Tanai is. It will be a ton al Tanai. It will be strong al Tanai.
That performs a miracle.
Right? Al Tanai, that it's not Soyser, the Tachlis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants.
So again, it should happen when the miracle happens.
The Eitanut of Teva is Al Tanai. It's Yoinik from the Nisim Koach. Right? But Al Tanai.
Because they can't be together, because if they be at the same time, they'd be Soyser each other.
If there was ever be a Stira, because if the waters would have remained liquid, Am Yisrael would have drowned. And that would be a Stira to the Tachlis Abriya of Bishul Yisrael. Right, so therefore, it was only a tan al tanai, and therefore, when it at that moment when it, the tanai is broken, it loses its eitanut. But now Am Yisrael doesn't need a nes anymore. So Yashav Revoker le eitano goes back to its strength, which it has al tanai. Mm-hmm. It has its strength al tanai.
The miracle doesn't.
Al tanai that so long as it serves the tachlis out of bria. But it means that there's a stira between it and the Tachlis Abriya. Mm-hmm. It goes limp, and the Nisim take over.
I'm having a little trouble with the logic of that, because it's not answering the question, it's making the question stronger. Why it would not have been the throwing the word Tanai when it went up?
Because it is only liquid al Tanai. The koach of eight that the law that water flows to the lowest point is only al tanai.
It's a double tanai.
It's a tanai. Meaning it's al tanai that it will never be soyser tachlis abriya. Right, but it comes out that the nisim are mefarnes teva. So not only is there not a stira between the two ma'arachot. Right, but the marechet of lemala min ateva is the shoresh and the makor for teva, but only al tanai that the teva never be soyser tachlis abriya.
So this could kind of be looked at the other way too. When teva is not performing 100%, means that there wasn't a nes for it to get energy from.
I mean, it goes limp, and the nes now runs the show alone.
Exactly.
But the nes generally gives koach to the teva. The marechet hanisit gives koach to the marechet ativit. Al tanai, that the marechet ativit be sufficient lefi tachlis abriya. But if there is a stira with tachlis abriya, right? Mm-hmm. Right, then the teva loses its eitanut, and the nes takes over and runs everything alone. So now Rav Zevin in the Sefer La Torah LaModim points out an amazing thing, that the Medaktikim in Chochmas HaDikduk, they said that the Oisis that make Loshon Atid, right, make Loshon Osid, are Osios Eitan. E'ese, Ya'ase, Ta'ase, Na'ase. All those Oisis, Aleph Yud, Tav Nun, right, is all Loshon Atid. Because Teva will always be a ton if it's maskim to the destiny. If it's maskim to destiny. But if the water, if the laws of physics would remain in place, it would be a stira to destiny. Right? Because it would be Soyser Am Yisrael. That's the Tachlis Abriya. So everything it has its eitanut al tanai that's maskim to the destiny, to the osid. Right? To the tachlit ha'atidi. Right, Mimela, right? All this is expressed in the so Mimela. The Gemara says in Menachos like this. We're coming full circle now, right? Ki b'ko Hashem tzur olamim, that with the name Ko, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two worlds. With the Yud, he created the Olam HaElyon, and with the Hey, he created the Olam HaTachton, right? Right? So Kayadua, you know, the Olam Elyon is where the Olam is where the Neshama is from, and that's where Nisim are from. And the Olam HaTachton, that's Nivra Behezel, like Olam HaZeh, and the Gemara Menachos gives so many, you know, parallels between the Ois Hei and Olam HaZeh. You know, it's open at the bottom, it's easy to fry out, you know. But you could go back in on the side, you could do tshuva, you know, the Gemara is Marech already, all the illusions. Now, but you know, the two together, they belong together, and they make Shem Hashem. But more than that, one knows that the Yud is the Yud of Ish, and the Hei is the Hei of Isha, that Zochu Shechina Shruya Beneihem, Zivug. And that's supposed to be the relationship between Teva and Nes. And that was Nizgale by Kriyas Yamsuf, that we saw that Teva and Nes are Bezivug. They cooperate, now they complement each other. And just like the man is Mefarnes the woman, as Mashpia to the woman, the Teva, the Nes is Mashpia to the Teva. And that's the side. Koshin Zivugam Shel Adam Kekriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf reflects on the Zivug because Kriyas Yamsuf was the Gilui that the Olam HaElyon and the Seder of Nisim is Mizdavig with the Seder of Teva. Right? And you know what this is in the Adam? That's the relationship between Neshama and Guf. Right? The Neshama is from that Olam that was Nivra B'Yud. And the Guf is a biochemical.
He got it.
The goof is a biochemical entity from that world that was created with hay. And this, by the way, the Zohar says is Ma'arich in Parshas Chaye Sarah. The relationship between goof and neshama is a Zohar Nekeva relationship, like Ish v'Isha. Like Ish, who has the Yud, and Ish has the hay. The neshama and goof have a Zohar Nekeva relationship. And everything that says about how Avram took care of Sarah and was Masar, that's the neshama crying over the goof by the Levaya, the Medrash Hanel and Parshas Chaye Sarah. Works out the parallels perfectly. Because you know, you have the Yud from Shemaim and the Neshama from Shemaim from the Olam that was Nivra B'Yud, right? And the Guf from the Arz that was Nivra B'Olam that was Nivra B'Hei, right? So now, when those two, so you have to understand how Am Yisrael got affected personally, that the metamorphosis that happens to them is paralleling the metamorphosis that's happening in the cosmos. That just like in the cosmos, it was Nizgala that Nisim are a Seder in their own right. Not less than Teva, but more than that, that this Seder of Nisi is Mizdavik with the Teva and gives Koach to the Teva. They work together. The Teva bows before Nisim when necessary, and the Teva gets its strength from the Nisim, right? So that also has, you know, parallel to that, you know, people didn't even know they had a Neshama before Yitzhak. What's a Neshama? I only see the body, right? And then you realize that your Neshama is just as real as your Guf, right? And then it goes even deeper. That now is your Neshama just as real as your Guf. Your Guf gets its Chiyus, and it gets everything it has from the Neshama. And when you realize that, you could start importing within your body Koichus from your Neshama, which is the Tachlis of all our mitzvahs. And all our Avos Hashem is to amplify the neshama within guf, to be mashpia to the guf, right? Be mashpia kedusha within the guf, right? And there's two types of thoughts. There are thoughts that come, because the brain is a machine that calculates, and chimpanzees could also have, you know, they're pretty impressive chimpanzees, dolphins, right? And, you know, but then there are machshavas that are a gilui of the neshama. You know why you have this thought in your head? Because like it says in Nefesh HaChaim, the Neshama sent Nitzutzim, right, to your Mayach, and that gives you the ability to be Maven Torah, and to have Havana about Inyonim Elyonim, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we learned in the Rambam in the Merit, the Tzalem Elokim of the Adam is the Koach HaAsaga, which is the Koach of the Neshama in Guf. It's not the Koach of knowledge of the biochemical brain, right? It's something from the beyond. Right? That's the pshat that they said Shira by Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the pshat. They started feeling the koach of their neshama within their guf. Just like in the Olam, you appreciate that the koach of Nes is just as real as Teva, and now is it just as real Teva? It's mashpia to Teva. Mm-hmm. Right? in the Klai, so they understood they have a neshama, and their neshama is just as real as the guf, and their neshama is mashpia to the guf. And the gilui of the hashefa of the neshama within the guf, right, is primarily machshava. You have holy thoughts. Hasogas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hasogas of value, right? And that's the pshat, Allah belibo shiyashir v'shar. It was a gili of machshavas like they never had before. It's not the normal, like, think before you do, like lather, rinse, repeat, right? You know, you think that before you actually wash your hair. Not, this was like, you know, Allah belibo shiyashir, right? It was like, it got shefa of machshavas kedoshes from the neshama. The portal between neshama and guf opened up. And they got those machshavas. And that's what it means, hayud, that from which was nivra olam elyon, al shema machshava. They got machshavas from the olam that was nivra biyud. Right. Machshavas that are coming mikoach the neshama. That's the pshat shira. The Zohar says, you know, the Nefesh Chaim explains in Shaar Beis, that shira has a special level of machshava that dibur doesn't have. Right? The special musical movements that are called ta'amim. Besod my taima, the reason. It's omek ha-machshava. And that's shira, that there's the koach. And it says in the Zohar, that the oisis are keneged guf. Right? And the nekudas are keneged, the ruach, the nefesh. And the ta'amim are keneged neshama. And that's so you get omek ha-machshava. Right, and that's why Tom musical movements also were like my timer, like the omek. What's the depth of it? You know, they start singing the gilui hatamim, the omek hatam that comes from the neshama, what the neshama's mashpia to the moach, and that's why connected that in the Sefer Torah it's written with a lot of revach. We learned already. We keep on speaking about the Rashi in Parsh Vayikra. What does revach represent? His boinanus. So all the revach that there is and how it's written in the Klaf of the Torah represents all the Tosefet Machshava, and which is the Amkus HaMachshava that is in the musical movement that's above and you know, above what the literal meaning of the word, the Tosefes, the Mai Taima, the reasons behind the words, the Machshava behind the word, that's Nizgal in the Tamim of the Nigun. Right? That's Keneged Omek HaMachshava that's coming from the Neshama that was being Nizgala. And that's why it's Remez L'Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Remez L'Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah, because you know when you realize that the neshama and guf are not astira to each other, and just the, now they seemingly are astira. First, you have to even come to the realization that your neshama is just as real as your guf. But then after that, you still think it's like two tzoros zu lazu, because that comes then neifel. But then you realize no, it's not that way. The neshama is zon umefarnes the guf, and when you come to asoga, you understand Tchias HaMesim. That the neshama will come back to the body. That the neshama is being mashpia to the body this time around to prepare it for Tchias HaMesim, where it's going to come back permanently. You understand that the lamala menateva, the neshama that comes from the olam that was nivra biyud, and the guf that comes from the olam that was nivra bey, they belong together. A zivuk. Like ki'ish v'ishto. Voyu l'basar echad. And they're meant to be together.
So the fact that people die is basically to see if the tie, the actual binding between them, is a binding that's supposed to last.
Yes, because even the dying is almanas for Tchias HaMesim, just to get out the bad stuff, the mashcha, the chavya, the zuma that the nochash matul chava comes out with the chibur akever, and then the body is rebuilt only with the good stuff, and then the zivuk could be bishlemus. Right now the zivuk is only partial, but the zivuk that you have now between neshama and guf builds the potential for Tchias HaMesim. So this gilui that neshama and guf belong together as well. So where it passes, the remez of Tchias HaMesim, which is when how they belong together is actualized fully, lenetzach netzachim. Mm-hmm. And now we come full circle, right, to what we opened up with. Before Kriyas Yamsuf, Am Yisrael couldn't feel their neshama. They maybe believed they had a neshama, even Mitzrayim, they believed they had a neshama. You know, Paro didn't believe in Ruchnias at all. It's all Yetzim and Akla. So it's Nizgal, your neshama is just as real as the guf, but not only is your neshama just as real as the guf, but your neshama belongs with your guf and is mashpia to your guf. Now they feel their neshama already after it was opened up, and that's the Pasach Beshira, right? That's also Pasach Beshira. There's an opening of the mind, and the shefa of the neshama comes through, and that the, you know, the nigun of ta'amim is made midlashon omek ha'tam. Tamei Torah, that comes from neshama. Now they feel their neshama. After Kriya, they feel their neshama, and because you feel your neshama, you can't go 3 days without learning. But before, they didn't feel their neshamas. Go their whole lives away. The neshama's hungry for Torah. The guf isn't. But once you feel the neshama, now... Oh, neshama yisera. Right. Within the guf. Neshama yisera within the guf. And that's why you could eat more. You feel your neshama. So that's it. Right? And that's why the two together, Shabbos Shira, the two ideas complement each other. That is a very special Shabbos. The end of Shabbos and Jones, so he says, is also, it's a revach, ben parsha la parsha, to feel your neshama. And Shira is when you feel your neshama. And if it's Shabbos Shira, it's just magic. Right.
So that's also the reason why they Moshe Rabbeinu teaching that they should read the Torah, but
that's
not every 3 times a week.
By the way, we only sing on Shabbos. We don't sing on Yom Tov. You know that?
Yeah. That's an interesting point. There's no such thing as Miras Yom Tov.
I once asked Rabbi Greenblatt, I always repeat it. How can we sing on Shabbos? We don't sing on Yom Tov.
Yeah. Yes, Rabbi Nota.
Rabbi Nota.
Yeah.
I can tell you.
Okay, Nuno. So what do you say?
Ms. Moshe Leon on Shabbos.
Ms. Moshe, very good. Shiro Kafu.
That's a very nice thing that you're saying.
Yeah.
Because it's Ruchdi and Shabbos. Shabbos feeds the Neshama more than it feeds the Guf.
Right.
The Guf is only is secondary to the Neshama on Shabbos.
Admiration about Mizrashim on Shabbos?
He said, Pasach Vorm Mizrashim on Shabbos,
yeah. When he found out about the Teshuva?
Right. Right. It's always hope. Everything's connected. Everything's connected. Right. All right, sir. Thank you for coming. Fine. So next week we won't be meeting, but but I'll see you next week Thursday at Blavis. I'll see you tomorrow night at Blavis also.
Enjoy. Take a little rest. Enjoy a little.
Ezra Hashem.